Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it's April the 28th, 2022. And, it's a Thursday. And, you know, the same old thing is going on. You got this full-fledged tyranny going on. No lawful government. You know, I'm surprised that anybody even reports anything anymore. I mean, we've got here, I'm looking at a article posted at republicbroadcasting.org. It's some misrepresentation. Fauci flip-flops, walks back, end of pandemic comments. So, I mean, I'm going to read some of this because it's just, it's just ridiculous. I mean, this guy is, this guy shouldn't even be in office. He should have been removed from office a year and a half ago, and he should have been tried for all kinds of fraud. The guy actually should be in prison. This Dr. Fauci guy should be in prison. I mean, if we had lawful government, this guy would be busting rocks, making big rocks smaller. This is just outrageous, you know. And I'm going to read some of this stuff. And you know, I think back, you know, we're still talking about 9/11, too. You know, Richard Gage is active out there, architects and engineers for 9/11 truth are still out there. They've got all kinds of evidence beyond what you would need to prove that the government of the United States was deeply involved in the demolition of the World Trade Center. The owner of it was. He was up to his eyeballs in it. And nothing is done. We know all this stuff. You report all this stuff, even bring it to the attention of the grand juries in New York. Nothing's being done. Zero. Zilch. Nobody's home. There's nobody in the driver's seat of the United States of America. There's nobody in any of the offices. Law enforcement is just for thugs on the street. It has nothing to do with criminals in office and criminals doing things, stealing everything you have, blowing up your buildings, killing their citizens. There's nobody checking that. And the ministry of truth is completely established and unimpeachable. We've moved now from the mass media cartel to the ministry of truth, the global ministry of truth. Can you believe it? I mean, this stuff is the lies that the mass media cartel tells becomes the truth. Unimpeachable, even in courts. You can't challenge this in courts. If you do, they call you unreasonable and rule against you. Yeah, there's no such thing as having evidence that is strong enough to overturn the Ministry of Truth's version, the mass media cartel, owned by the same kinds of people with the same global outlook and perspective, the same worldview. You know, if the people, we've got to get past just reporting. Here's some more stuff. You know, here's more violation. Here's more crooked stuff. Here's more crime committed by people in office against us, the people. Here's more of it. There it is. Well, are you kidding? Tyrants in office don't care. They're not going to prosecute themselves. I mean, what are we thinking at this point? I mean, how much evidence does it take? Well, there's no amount of evidence. We couldn't get these people if they signed their own signed a confession. I mean, that's how far this thing's gone. There's nobody exercising their true authorities. Well, what do we got? What is that called? That's called dissolution of government. It's gone. And people are worried about the Constitution. We'll get the Constitution. Well, we're past phase one. Phase one of the Constitution is to get government to comply with its provisions. But when they won't, when they alter it by law without amendment or approval of the people, they dissolve it. So now, there's no such thing as protecting a dissolved constitution because it's already dissolved. You can't protect that now. You know, it's like protecting a dead person in the ground. What are you going to do? Show's over. What do you do? Well, it only leaves one thing. You can either create your own lawful government in the absence of lawful government, or you can have one handed to you. And that's what they're working on right now. And they've almost got it implemented. That's the new reset. That's coming your way. The new global constitution under the new reset. That's what all this stuff is. Okay, just for fun, though, we're gonna look at this again here. Good old Anthony Fauci, call him Falsey, Dr. Falsey, says here, this is kind of a fun article. It says, having noted the apparent disconnect between increasing restrictions and the White House denying it, Anthony, quote, I am the science, unquote, Fauci. I like that term for him. Anthony, I am the science. That's right. I am science. You know, before Abraham was I am, and now I am science, Fauci, has once again flip-flopped on his call that, quote, the pandemic phase in this country is over, unquote, in his actual words. Now he goes on to say, quote, I want to clarify one thing. I probably should have said the acute component of the pandemic phase, unquote. Fauci said on National Public Radio on Wednesday, one day after he said the country was, quote, out of the pandemic phase, unquote. Another quote, I understand how that can lead to some misinterpretation, unquote. Now, article goes on. We can only assume the science changed overnight. Then in parenthesis, the political science, that is. Well, I want to say that's not even political science. That's the wrong use of that term. What they meant to say, what should have been saying, tyrannical science. Yeah, that's political science is a real thing. Has to do with what government really is and what it has authority to do and what it does not have authority to do and what it can never have authority to do. political science is a real science. It's based on natural laws. And the fact that we own property before we ever create government. And there can only be one purpose for us to ever create such a thing, and that is for the protection of our property. Not for the plundering of it, not for the taking of it, not for the defense of it by taking it. So I am tired of the way people use the term political science and the way they use politician. We don't have any politicians. See, politicians, they're so clever. They've taken a word, politician, which is one who studies political science. You think we have anybody in office who studies political science? Well, if they did, they would probably be shot in office. I mean, there ain't no political science going on in Washington or the capitals of the states here. I mean, this is the antithesis of political science. It's just abject tyranny. Okay, anyway, continuing with this, I like this article. Quote, we are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase, unquote. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci remarked during an interview with PBS NewsHour. And he goes on with another quote. Namely, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a low level right now, unquote. Well, first of all, does anybody believe that stuff that he just said there? Now, next quote. So if you're saying we are out of the pandemic phase in this country, we are, unquote, he added. Well, first of all, some of us never said we were in a pandemic to start with. Well, I love this. Now he's gonna define this for us. Oh, thank goodness, finally, a definition of pandemic. And I've been telling the definition of it for 2 years, and it's totally meaningless. We're in a pandemic forever, folks. It's just whenever these tyrants say we're in it, whenever they say we're out of it. Because essentially, it has no real quantifying definition. And here he gives it to us. He admits it. Quote, pandemic means a widespread throughout the world infection that spreads rapidly among the people, unquote. And for once, he told the truth. Now, you tell me in there how many people is that? Let's go back up here. He says 900,000 new infections a day. Well, what if you only had 9 infections a day? Would that meet the definition of pandemic? Let's go down here. Pandemic means a widespread. You could have 9. You could have 9 cases widespread throughout the world. Okay, let's be real. Let's be extravagant. Let's put 1 case in every country of the world. I don't know how many countries. Let's say there's 300 or 400 of them. I don't even think there's that many. Let's say there is that many. Okay, wow, we got 300 cases widespread throughout the world, and it's spreading rapidly. Man, it's moving, man. It jumped from Germany to France just like that. Well, now, when is a pandemic over? When does this jackleg, when does this liar, this Mr. Science, I am the science. He has the definition. He knows it. He told it to us. Now, how many is he looking for before he says the pandemic is over? I mean, you be the judge of this. I mean, this guy should be in prison. There is no numerical definition of a pandemic. 200, 300, 300,000, 3 million, 300 million, 3 billion. There's no definition of it. How do you have something without a definition? You can't have a pandemic. It's a loose term. I mean, it's nothing to implement anything based on a pandemic, because there's no threshold of entering it, and there's no threshold of leaving it. It's a very convenient term for a tyrant to use. It's kind of like this. You know, we got a case of good spreading all out through the country. And, or this, we got a case of ugly. And I mean, this ugly is, we need to combat ugly. I mean, what? Who's defining ugly? Well, how do we know when we're in ugly and out of ugly? I mean, that's just how ridiculous this thing is. The pandemic, by definition, is a ridiculous condition. Okay, going on with this guy, Dr. Fauci, quote, "So, if you look at the global situation, there's no doubt this pandemic is still ongoing," unquote. This guy, see, and he's, and I can't call him a liar here, you know, because, is there a case? Is there one case in each country? Well, maybe all the countries don't have it, but it's widespread. Maybe it missed a lot of them, but there's one on one side of the world, one on the other. Maybe there's three or four of them across the entire globe. That's a pandemic. If it's spread rapidly and it's wide, that's a pandemic. But there's no numbers. So he's not lying. He's just set up a criminal enterprise based on something that has no definition. So he's never lying to you. And this pandemic is over when everybody's had their vaccination or multiple vaccinations. Well, earlier this month, Fauci also acknowledged that COVID would never be eradicated. Well, that was their whole job in the very beginning. And by the way, they don't have authority to eradicate things. There's no authority in government to eradicate a virus. Not at all. And they certainly can't close down the country to eradicate a virus. That's tyranny. And that each individual is going to have to make their calculation of the amount of risk that they want to take, unquote. The best hope is to maintain the coronavirus at low levels of transmission and pursue intermittent vaccinations, Fauci said. Well, there you go. That's the whole damn thing. His whole thing, this whole thing of a baloney with no definitions are cooked up to do what? Make you, bend you, coerce you, twist you, deceive you into taking vaccinations. And they're not even vaccinations. They admit they're not vaccinations. And we got so many names for it now, it's ridiculous. I mean, this thing is nothing but chaos. But anyway, hang with us. We'll be right back after this. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This old man and me were at the bar, and we were having us some beers and swapping I don't cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy.
That is a good song. God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. He's got that right. Well, anyway, I do like this article. I like the humor this guy uses. It's by Tyler Durden, and source is Zero Hedge. Okay, down here, this article goes on about Fauci and his brave call. Comes just days after the CDC announced that because so many people in the U.S. have now caught Omicron and other strains of the coronavirus, nearly 60% of the population, and almost 75% of the children, 11 and younger, now have antibodies to it in their blood. There's just one small problem. no one told the White House. Well, and let me tell you, the White House does not care. I mean, who's got it and who doesn't and how many is irrelevant. What they need is, you need some more shots. You need permission from us to get into society. And we're not going to grant the permission until you do what we tell you, and that is get a shot. So that's really the essence of the whole absurd thing. Now, the article goes on, while Fauci and other technocrats, that's being very kind, Mr. Durden is being very kind, I think, agents of tyrants would be a better term, may be loosening the chains in the short term. Others have indicated that the push for new restrictions will return before winter. And given the outbreak that appears to be ripping through Washington elites, nothing would surprise us less than attempts to reinstate restrictions, because they all worked so well last time and every time for your safety. That's great. They haven't worked. They don't work. There's no real problem. It's all based on manipulation of statistics and lying and miscategorization of viruses and diseases and the whole thing, a total scam. It's part of the reset. It's the foundation, really, I believe, of the reset. This new government that's going to be handed to you, because we hadn't got it through our heads yet that it's up to us, we the people, to make new lawful government in the absence of the lawful government we once had. That's long gone. So that's kind of the end of that. So if anyone today would like to jump in on this program and take control of where it goes, this would be a good time, because I'm kind of totally open. And I'll just look for another article on here. I think there's some other interesting stuff. Doom porn and empty optimism. Boy, doesn't that sound good? This is another Tyler Durden. Again, Zero Hedge is the source. And he's got this poster up on some plywood here. And it says, sorry, the lifestyle you ordered is currently out of stock. I like that. And what is that lifestyle? It's probably one of owning property, not having to pay government to occupy your home or be evicted, having to pay for your tools annually. A rent on your tools, even though you own them, a rent on even the things that you create, that you're in storage, that kind of stuff. And freedom, liberty, that kind of stuff. Freedom from tyranny. How about that one? I mean, where people that don't have authority are exercising authorities they don't have, wouldn't that be a nice place to live? I mean, wouldn't that be a nice lifestyle? You know, but and you know where all this stuff comes about, gays and sexual transitions? It's to keep your mind off of lawful government. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows all I cry. Just lying. Yeah. There she sits, a lofty perch. Strangest color blue, lying is forgotten now. Thinks only of you, just you.
Sounds good. Nice old song. Thank you, Julie. Well, you know, I was thinking the other day, we need some real power, don't we? I mean, to do what we have to do that needs to be done ahead of us. You know, and I went to church last Sunday. My grandson got baptized, and so that was kind of fun to go see that. And well, anyway, they were, you know, the pastor was talking about the trouble we're in and how the Christians are being, pressured and pushed out of society, and their doctrines, their knowledge condemned and attacked to discredit all of these, all of their doctrines and knowledge. And they were, you know, asking for help, and I think we should do that. But then on the other hand, too, if Christ prayed that we be with him where he is, that's that. That was, I think that's in chapter 17 of John, the Gospel of John. And so if we're going to be with him where he is, and I talked about this some the other day, too, about people being kind of stuck in the birth canal, being between they can perceive of dying with him and resurrecting with him, but they can't perceive going to heaven with him, being ascended, because they really don't have a definition of that, what that is. And so, and many say that it's a particular place, you know. So, but anyway, I'm thinking, well, if you do, and we should be with him where he's at right now. And in case people don't believe this, I'm going to read just a quick quote here, and then we're going to take a caller and move on. But this, I just wanted to share this with folks because I thought of it the other day. Revelations 3, I'm going to start with 20, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So that leads me to believe that we're to be with him where he's at, and when we know where he's at, he's sitting in the throne in, over the cosmos as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords right now, over the earth and everything. And as I said the other day, why the ascension was necessary, because without the ascension, we need a report on earth what Jesus is doing. If he was still walking around on the earth, we'd need a report daily on where he is and what he's doing so we could be with him, so we could imagine being with him. Well, now, what happens when he ascends to heaven? We don't have any humans reporting back what he's doing. But that's not the point. It just dawned on me. He said he would be in us. He's in us. We're in him. So just where is Jesus today? Yes, he's in the throne, sitting as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, over the cosmos and everything in it. But where he is right here in each one of us. So we have the power, actually, of God and his Christ, his Savior, within us. We're in him. He's in us. So if you want to know about what Jesus is doing, we have to look at Christians. Now, maybe, but, you know, you see, if people don't understand that, if you keep asking stuff, instead of the asking, we should be doing. I mean, if we have authority as the king sitting in the throne, we have authority. We should be doing. Not constantly. It's good to ask, because Jesus asked his Father, and the Father gave him things. And we should ask, and he even said, if you ask the Father and he'll hear you because you loved me. Christ doesn't even have to intervene between us because we love the Son, the Father loves us. So anyway, I think that was just my point. We need new lawful government, and we have the power and authority to create it, and we should be doing it. And that's why I'm taking off, and anybody that wants to follow me can follow me along. And I've got the website, lawfulgovernment.com, and I'm going to even start doing a lawful public education on there too, and it will have these courses in there. And we've begun to make these courses, and we'll put them up. And we'll also lay the foundation for the discussion of how to and what is a lawful government in the modern age we're in. In fact, the new age of redemption. This is the age of redemption, and we ought to act like it. This isn't pre-Christ age. This is not dark ages and pre-Christian ages. This is the age of the revelation of God, and we ought to be using it and putting it into our government. And where our government has abandoned those issues, we should put them back into a new lawful government. Anyway, Mitchell from Tennessee, thanks for hanging on through that, and how are you doing?
Ron, what's going on?
Oh, not much, man.
Hey, Ron, I want to talk at you about something. Are you still holding your position on the Roger Sales affidavit and status issue?
I tell you what I've done. Rather than to get into every one of these guys, because there's a number of these guys that are similar, and and I think I took the worst case. I call it the worst case, or let's call it the best case scenario. I'd rather call it that, because I do believe it's the pinnacle of that approach, and that is this Anna von Ritz. And
okay.
I've done a 2.25-hour video on that, on all that she has said. I read her the manual that she's produced of all her writings for all 2019, and I went into it in depth. I didn't challenge her perspective of history, but I essentially just explained what she is saying. I tried to condense all that stuff, which is pretty laid out, and much of it was extremely redundant and using different terminologies and all kinds of things. It took a good bit of unraveling. It was really a work of
a
labor of love. Go ahead.
Can I share a story with you?
Sure.
Roger Sales has a show on RBN now.
Uh-huh. Oh, he does. Well, this is
right.
New.
He's got a show. He's got an hour. No, he's got 2 hours. He took, who did he take? Ralph Winterud's slot.
Oh, okay.
On Sunday. And so I took it upon myself to call him, and because a while back when John Stadtmiller interviewed Roger back in January, and I've got a quote of Roger. This is a word-by-word quote of what Roger said one of those times when he was on RBN. He said, just talking about the affidavit, he says, just by nature of you sending in that affidavit notarized, we could go grab them and start hanging the sorry thieving bastards right now. And I said, wow, I mean, you're advocating on the radio, you're advocating the execution of human beings here. And so then I said, well Roger, you've been telling people, you say that you've been telling people, and you guys have been getting your notarized affidavit and sending it in to the Secretary of State or whoever, and he claims that there's probably 2 million people now, and so he says he's been doing this for 11 years, and he said he's been studying this subject for 30 years. And so I said, well, Roger, have you guys been hanging anybody yet? have y'all gotten them? Have y'all gotten any of the thieving bastards that you're talking about? Are y'all doing anything? Are you holding anybody accountable? And he said, no. And he said, I can't get my hands on them. And then I said, Roger, how can you get your hands on them if you live in Ecuador? See, he's lived in South America for 15 years. And you know what he said?
What?
He hung up on me.
Oh.
He hung up on me. And so this man's, and I don't even know if he's done his affidavit. So this man's out here telling everybody to go do this thing that might render you enemy of the state, or you'll lose your benefit, whatever. because he really doesn't know if it works or not.
Yes.
We can't tell from him because he hasn't lived in the United States for 15 years, right?
Yes,
But the last thing I'll say, Ron, and I'll shut up, but the thing about it is that later towards the end of the show, he called my name out again after he hung up on me. He called me out by name, Mitchell and Memphis, and then he called me an a-hole on the radio.
Really?
Now RBN... every host goes takes it upon themselves to ask, because RBN needs funding and donations. Now, I want to ask you, if you were me and you called and asked what I thought was a good question, how can you go grab these people and start hanging them and go doing this if you live in another country? And so he hangs up on. But if you call a RBN and the host hangs up on you and then calls you out by name when you're not on the phone and calls you an a-hole, would you donate money to RBN?
No, I don't. Well, I would certainly.
I've got a problem with this. This really sticks. You know, this is really bugging
me. I want you
to
continue donating to RBN because of me, Mitchell.
Okay.
I'd hate to take on the baggage of somebody that's just got another program on here. Because my stuff is good. I don't want anybody executed. I mean, even though maybe they should be, I don't want that. What I want, and I think everybody wants, is lawful government. And I think we ought to be about that business of doing that. First of all, it's not unlawful to make lawful government.
The problem with this woman you were talking about, and Lauren of Ohio is always talking about what's his name, Keith Selby or something, but Roger Sales. They never talk about the accountability of these individuals that are doing this stuff. There's no accountability, and I just have a problem with send in a piece of paper and everything's, you know, and all your problems are solved. This is a systemic problem we have. What you say is unlawful government. The whole thing needs to be redone. We're at a point where we need to throw off such a government and set up a new guard for future security. That's kind of where we are.
Well, I'm with you, Mitchell, and I even think throw off is a kind of a description of what needs to be done too. I think creating a lawful government is sufficient, and it doesn't mean banging, shooting, killing. And believe it or not, that's the very first thing everybody thinks of when I talk about that. I say, we need a new lawful government. Oh, you ain't got enough guns and rockets and launchers and super jets.
Hey, Ron, Roger was advocating.
What does that got to do with lawful government?
Roger was advocating gun violence on his show last week. He said, we've got all the guns they couldn't get. He's talking about – so I don't know what this guy's doing on the radio, you know, advocating all these things. Well, I guess he doesn't have to worry because he's way over there in Ecuador.
Well, Mitchell, here's another thing.
Roger, if you're going to use guns and you're going to have a bloody revolution, then what is this affidavit for? What we've got to get a permission slip to revolt on a Monday, and then on Tuesday we can go and revolt.
No, I don't support any of that stuff. I don't support anything that has to do with filing anything with a dissolved tyrannical government. I don't believe in affidavits. I don't believe in changing your citizenship. And Anna von Ritz has this thing of there's three separate governments all kind of floundering around together, and you got to do this one, and then you got to create this, and you have to have a certain citizenship, and then you start filling that up and create that, and then you start putting together another House of Representatives.
I'm not buying into that stuff. It's all illegitimate.
It's even though she might be correct in her view of history and what happened and how it happened, it's not the solution to the problem.
That's what it is. These people are good. They've studied up on the history and they're very good with legalese, and that's how they're so convincing. But the last thing I'll say about Roger Sales is that I think that the cost of living in Ecuador is like maybe 47% to 49% of living in the United States. So Roger Sales gets on the air. He says he's not getting anything out of it. He's got a book that he's selling on the air, and he also is offering his services for I'll help you with this, for $125 an hour. which means if you live in Ecuador and you make $125, you know, United States dollars, that means that that's the equivalent of $250. You see, an hour that he's adjust for a cost of living. And so I know exactly what he's doing. But see, the thing that concerns me is some people are getting in trouble. He had one of the call, a woman named Holly, and she was just horrified. She said, I'm getting these notices and the police. I got to go to the. She's having these problems. And then if somebody has a problem with this process, Roger just bails out and says, well, you did it wrong. You know, this is a flim flam huckster routine that's going on in RBN, and I don't like it.
Well, Mitchell, I agree with everything you said about these individuals. Let me tell you, if you're going to advocate that people lay down on the railroad tracks to stop a train, I don't believe in that. If you're not willing to lay down on the tracks yourself,
Ron, he hasn't done it himself.
Yeah,
he says he's been telling people how to do this for 11 years. Well, he hasn't done it because he's been living in South America for the last 15 years.
Well, Mitchell, you started a fire on my show. I've now got three other callers.
It really gets under my skin that innocent people are going to fall prey to this, and a lot of times they're older people. This just bothers me. And then he's hiding in Ecuador saying, well, you did the process wrong. It just bugs me. Anyway, I'll let you go, Ron. Thanks.
Well, thanks a bunch, Mitchell. I appreciate it. Okay, Scotty from New York.
Hello there. Yeah, I called him because of him. Well, I think that RBN is doing a great job, and I have been at this for a while, as has, the spy guy. I have learned what Roger is teaching from many other sources. I'm gifted to weed out the false advocates with the false solutions that they turn into vapor money theory and stuff like that. Roger's information... I have no problem with it. Now, it doesn't seem to have power to hold people liable. I'm still looking into that, and I think we need to get together and review some of Ralph's work with people like Roger and others to bring it to the next level, okay? Because Ralph and Roger both have brought things that I haven't seen other researchers bring to the surface. I agree with lots of what Roger says. I stood up for him when somebody else called.
I'm glad you called because I think I'm the guy. I think I would love to set up maybe we could do this through RBN at the same time, set up an extended period for a show, a longer show where we air out these things. He with his advocates of their perspective and just see where we go with that.
Well, yeah, it's a work in progress and it's in flux. And what I've noticed, as things start to work, they change them. In fact, they've even done cases where they take someone doing right to travel and then they cream them because they didn't have enough knowledge, and then they bring a new precedent that right to travel is fake, just like they did with the vapor money theory and the other redemption theory stuff. That's real stuff, but they allow people who don't have enough knowledge to bring it to, and they manipulate. The deal is, Roger, I don't get any bad feeling. I heard some things the call, and I didn't actually hear all that the last caller said. I was feeding the cats outside. But I stand up. I have learned a lot from Roger. It filled in a lot of holes in my research, and he's open if something changes. If you learn something new, you have the right to change, you know, what you're saying. And yes,
all right, Scotty.
I understand. He made a lot of good points.
We've got a little redundant.
Okay,
I got two other callers.
Time,
let me
I'll
get
yield
to
there.
Thank you, Scotty. All right.
Thank you. You guys are great. You need more than an hour, you two.
For sure. Thank you.
And all I love your headphones.
Okay. All right. Charlie from Florida, you're up.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that guy Mitchell that just called in, you know, I listen to Roger Sells, and I like Roger Sells, and I believe what he has to say. But that caller has been a little disingenuous because he's called Roger Sells several times. I've heard him call at least three times I know of. And I believe Roger said he called four times. And every time he jumps on Roger and call, and he started, actually, I believe he called Roger a name. Finally, Roger got tired of him and just said, look, I'm not going to take any more calls from you. And he hung up on him.
Yeah.
Okay, because the guy has been kind of going off on Roger Sells. And see, Roger tells him, as I've heard him tell him two or three times, if you'll talk to me and in a normal tone of voice and let me speak or interject, we'll talk this thing out. We'll talk it over. But he never does. He never lets Roger finish a sentence. So, you know.
All right, Charlie.
I just can't go with what he's saying.
We're going to talk. Okay? You bet, Charlie. Yeah. We'll take note of that. We have two callers backing up Roger Sales. All right, now, Bo from Indiana, you're up now.
Okay, yeah, Ron, it's Bo again, and Mitch is wanting to throw out some shoes and not offering solutions, but going back to creating a lawful government, writing a new constitution or whatever, what have you, to create your form of lawful government has to have lawful principles. They had them in Table 9 of 12 Tables of Nicaea, circa 450 BC, number 9, the public law. And let's skip down to number 5 here. We're talking about that little situation we don't seem to be able to solve. The public law solves that. Whoever incites a public enemy or whoever betrays a citizen to a public enemy shall be punished capitally. So there's your solution there for handling that. But the public law does so much more than that, of course, you know, going back to 1 and 2. And the number one thing on any principle of backing a new government or any kind of lawful government would have to be laws of personal exception shall not be proposed. I mean, you can't have any specialization.
Bo, you're going to have to send me that stuff, just reading a little portion. Would you send me that stuff, a link to it or something like that, so I can look at that? Anyway, I've got to wrap up the show now, and
I know.
I wish everybody would have called a little earlier, but I think Mitchell got y'all stirred up. So
yeah,
that's okay.
You chewed up a bit.
Okay.
See ya.
All right. Well, thanks for everybody calling, and you can see that it gets a little tedious what people think and how difficult it is to work under tyranny, to do the right thing, and it's kind of hard to, you got to really know what you're doing to start filing affidavits with a dissolved government and trying to do, I don't think you can create lawful government out of filing an affidavit personally. I just don't think, I know for a fact, you don't get out of tyranny by filing an affidavit. It's just that simple. I mean, I wish it was, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be very simple if we just... Well, anyway, everybody, thanks for participating and listening. And we all need to work on this, and I'll see you next time. Thanks very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.